This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Every time I want to play Tecmo football with Marshall, they're out on remote. They were at Brick House the other day. They were at Wrigleyville Dogs today. Sometimes they're singing the stretch. It's like big-time superstars. You see the way that Pat Hughes smiled at them? He's never smiled at me like that.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
By the way, Marshall Harris texted in. He said that Pat Hughes smiled because he saw a guy who isn't afraid and doesn't have weekly excuses to act like a duck and then project that on me in terms of Tecmo.
Hey, why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
Wow. Speaks, you've ducked me the last two times I asked. Daffy is what I'm calling you from now on. I prefer Howard.
Every duck's got his limits, and you scum have pushed me over the line.
Jimmy, do you like to see what I see? A talking duck?
Yeah, that's it. I've been doing too much toot.
Marshall continues, I bet you got a Kevin Duckworth jersey on right now in the studio. I do not.
Wow, this is really committing to the bit. I like it.
Really is.
Kevin Duckworth. Duckworth, a local product out of Harvey, Illinois, who had to garner up a host of tickets for tonight's game.
Finding a whole bunch of different ways to call me a duck.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a duck.
He really is.
He should be sponsored by Aflac, Speaks.
And folks, it's time right now to take a look at Hawk's favorite duck, the Aflac. Trivia question is here.
Yeah, I have really come to love that duck. I love that duck.
I love duck too. A l'orange.
Joe McEwing will lead it off.
R.I.P. Gilbert Gottfried. Wait.
Meatloaf?
Chuck was furious. He just a complete brickhead. What a joke he is. Takacha.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you for the next 4 hours. We are going to have a good time here on the show. Alex Kuhn is here with his headphones. He's ready to go. Tanny had the open for you. That man right there! That's Matt Spiegel.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? We are finally... Sorry, I didn't do it right. Hello. Okay, this is the way Alex did it the other day. I got to do it right so Alex's impression of me can live the way that it needs to. Alex, you do it. Go ahead.
Hello.
There we go. That's good.
That was pretty bad. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
First time was better. I think Tanny's... Tanny's idea is true.
But that's
try
always
it the second
way.
Time. Yeah,
it's always terrible. The way. The first time you're free and you're just relaxed.
It
and
just
then
happens.
You just start getting up in your own head. You're thinking too much.
Yep.
Troubles.
Thinking too much. Well, we're all here and we're happy that you're here. Here's what we have planned for you today. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. Kendall Gill is going to join us at 5. At 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about Caleb's work ethic. There are other things to throw into that stew as well, including a conversation of what it's like to work for Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a lot. And it really, it kind of leads to some of the problems that end up being like the big marquee soundbite that's out there today. Han on Tatis is really just symptomatic of the overall problem, in my opinion.
Yes, and we will get to that in 3 o'clock hour. Shout out to the folks over at Sabre. They sent us a retrospective book about the 2005 White Sox. I was like, sometimes you get books and you're like, ugh. And this time I was like, hell yeah.
Well, and it's the Society of American Baseball Researchers, and like all of them.
You still don't need cybermetrics to figure that out.
You don't, but it helps. But the Sabre guys, like the peoples, they all write an essay and then they get compiled and they get edited down and they choose the best ones. So there you go.
Have you gone to any?
I did. I went to one when it was at the Palmer House Hilton a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an absolute blast. And Mike Vec spoke and was just amazing at that thing.
I love to, when I'm out of town and I find other ones going on, I'm like, oh, this is great. So I've gone to a couple that they've done in Phoenix. I'm just like, oh, spring training, perfect time to kind of get yourself back into it and seeing some of the presentations. So I'm super excited to like crack open that book and thank them for sending it our way. Let's talk about the Cubs, because Look at this. The best team in the National League. How about that?
And playing like it. And there's, I mean, they obviously have their issues, which people know about and we can discuss. And they will be doing things about those issues because we know it's a go-for-it year. And they're going to be active, you know, between now and the trade deadline. But just the way they play, I feel like Craig Counsell is doing a hell of a job. And there's a couple different things I want to throw at you about that. One is just the overall attentiveness of everybody on that roster, the quality of defense, the quality of base running. Because even last year, you know, as we would look at teams like the Brewers or other teams, like I always want to find out who plays clean, who's playing real clean, or like Cliff Floyd likes to call them, a button-up team. Cubs
against a button-up team.
Dude, these Cubs play like a button-up team. So when you add that, when you have that as like the baseline to the quality of batting that's going on, the number of different hitters, and all the different individual performances, I don't feel like they're going to screw up the game. I don't feel like they're going to screw up a situation. Matt Shaw's playing great defense at third base. Like, they got a lot of pieces that are doing the right things. I feel like they are a button-up team, and that's kind of the overall sort of amorphous thing. You can't often pinpoint where the credit goes, but some of it, and I've got more specific things, but some of that has to go to the manager.
I would imagine that there is a standard that is being set. It also helps when you have players that do care about some of that stuff. Like, it's Ian Happ clearly cares about outfield defense and base running. Pecro Armstrong, which I think is a bit of a wild card, we knew that he could go and get it out in center field. Watching his progress as a base runner to me has been joyous. We know that Dansby Swanson and Nico Horner in the middle of your defense are just excellent.
Michael Bush now, at the quality of first base that that dude is playing, I mean, just add it to that list.
You
Lawrence,
throw
keep going.
All of that stuff together, your catchers have been offensively phenomenal, and defensively they've been fine. So you throw all of that together along with guys that you don't expect to give you the defense from the pitching side. You didn't expect that Jameson Taillon was going to, well, maybe we expected it. We know there's someone here who didn't. But you, the guy giving you quality start after quality start after quality start, it's a real stat. It's not like just something that we say. Six innings or more, three earned runs or less equals a quality start.
And
it's not just our opinion of, man, that was Speaks, would you say that that was a quality start?
It's an actual stat. And when you look cumulatively at the end of the year, look at who had the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They are the best pitchers in baseball.
That's usually how it works.
So when you notice one when it happens, understand that when you add them up, you're looking at that.
And I get if we went with the strict definition of quality start, then that pitcher would end up with a 4.5 ERA. I get that. But what we're seeing with Taillon is that he's going beyond it. And there is quality start plus, too. Mm-hmm. But they're just seeing that, seeing what Matthew Boyd has done far this season.
And what Council has done tangibly to me in terms of the bullpen.
Yep.
The bullpen and managing these personalities and these arms. The stuff, I don't know how many people noticed the stuff that played out with Ben Brown over the weekend. On Friday, they didn't have a starter for Saturday announced. And they asked Ben about it in pregame. He's like, I don't know. Guess you'll have to see. And he had a little smile on his face. Because they used an opener. He used Pomerantz for an inning. And then Ben Brown came out in the second and threw 6 innings of 9-strikeout, 1-hit ball.
He was terrific.
And so that utilization to use the opener with Brown and the fact that Brown was in on it but didn't tell anybody and was super psyched about it and knew that it was going to work out, that is excellent use of the psyche of a young player right there. But look at all the roles. Daniel Palencia is emerging as a way better option as a closer than I would have expected.
Well, I'm not surprised, honestly, by this because the stuff was always there, and it was a management of stuff with Palencia that always bothered me. Like, he's got good stuff, and I do think that he needs to really add, like really get a secondary and tertiary pitch. But you knew that he had something that other guys in your bullpen didn't necessarily.
Well, that fastball is incredible. The slider doesn't really have enough bite, but they're just using fastball predominantly, and then slider is used as a change-up to change eye level, to change timing and stuff like that, but he's just going after him with fastballs, and he's spotting it so well up in the zone and, like, feeling himself now.
Yeah, when we were watching the game in the waiting room, as Molly Cruz likes to say it is, we were discussing this. Like, you and I were like, yeah, which would be better if he masters a slider? I personally think with a fastball like that, if he could really have an effective change. And the crazy part is, it doesn't need to be that special because he's hitting triple digits. If you could take a little bit off and tunnel it the right way, if you're throwing a change at 88, 89 off of that 100, ooh, that could be problematic for batters.
So you've got Palencia, who is growing more comfortable, not announced or anointed as the closer, because he doesn't do that. Council doesn't do that, but he certainly looks damn comfortable there. Quietly, Ryan Pressly has had good outing after good outing after good outing after having been slapped down and lost his job and now being built back up slowly from no leverage back into medium leverage.
So 8 runs that he gave up, and then since then he hasn't given up a run in 9 appearances.
We always knew that Council was really good at a pitching staff, and obviously Tommy Ottavi's very good at his job, but Craig is in full space command, and the way this pitching staff is being utilized and the bullpen is really just tangibly something you can give to the man who's a manager, because all of their mindsets have to be in the right spot to be effective, and right now they are.
when you go back to the hiring of Craig Counsell, these are the types of results that you expected. And for me, it's been a matter of, yeah, like, let's see what happens here once he gets an opportunity to really check out what's going on. And now that he's done that, that he's been able to sync up with the rest of the front office, because I consider him, especially with his background, to be a very important part of the Cubs front office, and his ability to interpret it as a manager and a guy who used to play in the major leagues, I think is significant. And what you're seeing with him is not paint by numbers. You're seeing, I'm going to work a little bit of feel in here. This isn't happening for this closer. All right, let's figure out ways to try to build him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the build him back part, and you see what's going on with Presley, where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And all these zeros that he's throwing up since that blow up back in early May.
Because he's going to need all these guys. He's going to need everybody. And he has a really nice way of talking to the public and talking to us, as he does every couple of weeks, and giving us some stuff, but not really announcing or anointing dudes in certain roles. And hopefully he's honest with them privately. It seems to be working because the club is attentive and playing button-up ball.
And Speaks, it's so... trying to figure out value for a manager has been something that over the last 15 years in sports talk, like, we really delved into. And I'm not sure that anyone knows exactly how to quantify it, but I think you're right. I think that we're seeing, like, if you wonder why he's making the big bucks,
mm-hmm.
I think you're seeing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.